unanticipated things. Then, full of a vague sense of calamity, he sought the porter at the entrance lodge. "Where is Mr. Bessel?" he asked. "Do you know that all the furniture is broken in Mr. Bessel's room?" The porter said nothing, but, obeying his gestures, came at once to Mr. Bessel's apartment to see the state of affairs. "This settles it," he said, surveying the lunatic confusion. "I didn't know of this. Mr. Bessel's gone off. He's mad." He then proceeded to tell Mr. Vincey that about half an hour previously, that is to say, about the time of Mr. Bessel's apparition in Mr. Vincey's rooms, the missing gentleman had rushed out of the gates of the Albany into Vigo Street, hatless and with disordered hair, and had vanished into the direction of Bond Street. "And as he went past me," said the porter, "he laughed a sort of gasping laugh, with his mouth open and his eyes glaring, I tell you, sir. He fair scared me, like this." According to his imitation, it was anything but a pleasant laugh. He waved his hand, with all his fingers crooked and clawing like that, and he said, in a sort of fierce whisper, "Life! Just that one word, life!" "Dear me," said Mr. Vincey,